My father stirred the ice in his glass, as if to steady his hand and give himself something to do. Afternoon heat was relaxing into a calm Venetian evening, making the shadows of tourists and buildings stretch long across the piazza. A mass of pigeons started up off the paving stones, frightened by something, and wheeled overhead, enormous in flight. As we sat there, a young man came loping up to speak to us. "By a painting, signor," he said, smiling at my father. "No, no, grazie," my father replied automatically. The squares and alleys were full of these young art students. The young man, still smiling and perhaps unwilling to leave us without at least a compliment for his work, held it up for me to see. A second later he was bobbing away in search of other tourists. I sat frozen, watching him go. The painting he had shown me was a richly hued watercolour. It depicted our café, a bright and unprovoking impression of the afternoon. The artist must have been stationed somewhere behind me, I thought, but fairly close to the café. He had caught a splotch of colour that I recognised as the back of my straw hat, with my father in a blurry tan and blue just beyond. It was an elegant, casual piece of work, something a tourist might well want to keep as a souvenir of an unblemished Adriatic day. But my glance at it had shown me a lone figure sitting beyond my father, a broad-shouldered, dark-headed figure, a crisp black silhouette among cheerful colours of awning and tablecloths. That table, I recalled clearly, had been vacant all afternoon.